Remix.
Hey, is that Idlewell there?
Who?
Idlewell.
Okay, who's this?
This is Hashem. I was calling from Cardiff. I spoke to him last week.
Okay. How can I help you, sir?
Oh, this Idlewell. How are you?
No, this is not me. I'm the office manager.
Yeah. Oh, you're the office manager. Okay.
Yeah.
I spoke with him last week, and he told me to follow up. He was going into a meeting, and we were talking about some working capital for him because he was telling me about his line of credit and how it's not sufficient enough for a lot of the projects that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Is he available at all?
No, it's not available, but no. You could discuss anything you want to, with me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, that'll work. He was just telling me how, you guys do mostly federal government work and how it's a net.
In fact, we're supposed to be awarding another contract for us next week.
Sorry, what was that?
There'll be another contract that will be signed. We'll be signing with the post office next week.
Oh, no kidding, already.
That's right.
Wow, good for you guys. I'm glad you guys are busy at least.
We're trying to, the winter is coming. So
yeah,
we need
exactly.
to do something inside.
Yeah. but yeah, he was telling me about how the pay, you guys don't get it until 30 days after, and how he has a line of credit and it's not sufficient enough. And he was telling me he was interested in some of our working capital programs because it might help him take on some more projects and he'd be more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of wanted to follow up and see if he had any more projects coming up, what kind of money he was looking for, when, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I think he told me, he said, you are talking about $50,000?
$50,000?
Yeah, $50,000, and he said he told you that the only thing is we don't give out, the company's, monthly, balance. If you want anything, you could call our bank. We give you the telephone number. They give you anything you want, but
statement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but you will give permission to go through the bank.
Sure. We tell them and they tell you, but they know. In fact, it's part of their policy too. They don't give out a bank statement of their customers unless there is we give them permission to give you. Whatever information you want.
Correct, right. Okay, do you know the details then of what he was really looking to do?
He discussed it with me and everything. He said, $50,000 if it's available, and he told you that, we make an average of $40,000 to $50,000 every month.
Okay, correct. But I meant for the working capital, how much he was looking to do. Was it $50,000 that he wanted to get?
Yeah, $50,000, yeah.
Okay, so he's looking...
We want it as... something to fall back to, as
correct.
Needed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's what we do. So what we do here is we can get you the largest possible approval. So it's similar to a line of credit, right? I'm sure you guys have had a line of credit before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's similar to a line of credit. However, it's unsecured cash, right? So you don't have to put up anything. You don't have to put up the house, the car, or anything like that to get the loan. And as how much we can give you is based off of your sales. So we can get you 10 to 15%.
Did I just hear something very sweet in my ears?
Did you say
how much you can give?
Yes. Yes.
Give. Oh my God. I love to hear that.
We can get you.
I will tell him, I said, look, the gentleman,
he's
not talking about land, he's talking about give. Oh
we'll
my
give
God.
You know what I mean. Oh, man. So how about this? We can lend to you.
Okay.
10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So I mean, that's how we can get you more money than a line of credit for less risk. Because we're not going to hold anything up against you, like your home
or whatever
it is. You said
15% of our earning, right?
Yeah, so we can get you 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as of your annual revenue. So, how'd you guys do last year? Do you know?
Okay, let's say we have a contract like.
Sure.
$300,000, $250,000.
Absolutely.
How much? You're talking about 15% of that.
No. So what it is for your entire year.
Oh, for the entire year. Okay.
Yes, we can give you 15%.
That's a lot.
Exactly my point. That's why we can get you more money than a line of credit. So we can do 10 to 15%. And how that would work is I can get you the largest possible approval. And then from there, all of that money is there that can be used by you. But you don't have to take it all at once. So I can get you an approval for a large amount, and you can take it as needed, and then you'll only pay as needed. You pay on the amount that you take out.
So the interest is not going to be on the entire loan?
No, it's not going to be on the
entire loan. It's going to be on what we are using?
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yes, it will not be on the entire thing. It's just on what you use.
And that will be documented, right?
I'm sorry?
That will be documented.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. All right. That's great.
Yeah. Is there an amount that you wanted versus an amount that you needed? Like, do you want to get approved for the highest amount? Do you guys take on projects?
I would say $50,000. That's what we discussed this weekend.
Okay,
$50,000, and something that we could fall back on. Okay.
Okay, so $50,000, and then you wanted to use it just to have it in the bank.
That's it's right there. We don't have to use it. In fact, we could use it as a collateral to do other things. Look, we have that money in our bank account. We don't use it, but if you can get so-and-so, from
correct.
You guys,
okay.
All
right, so you want to have it to fall back on.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how
is the payment arrangement?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The payment arrangement.
So the payment arrangement varies, and what I need to collect from you would be those bank statements that I told you, the last 6 months bank statements,
okay.
The most recent tax return for the business,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. And
that's
then there's
it.
A,
okay.
That's it. It's very simple. And then there's also a one-page application, obviously, that I'm going to send out to you, for the name of the business, the ownership, things like that.
Did you send it already?
I'm not quite sure if I sent
okay.
it to you yet.
What's the name of your company again?
Bank of Cardiff. That's C-A-R.
Oh, Bank of Cardiff. Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. I remember seeing something like that a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I can resend it out to you if you want. Was the email remexwal@optonline.net?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I'll go ahead and send it to that email then right after this phone call. But do you know what, your return on investment you guys are looking to get off of this?
Excuse me?
Like your return on investment that you guys were looking to get out of this? Like your margins or anything like that for the contract?
Well, it depends on the contract. It's between 15 to 35%.
15 to 35, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when are you guys trying to get this by? How soon do you need it?
As soon as we get whatever you're going to fax to us, and we'll
sure.
see.
Oh, sure. No, I mean, I meant, is there a deadline by when you were trying to get the $50,000?
Well, no, within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so within 2 weeks. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then would you say that you have good credit, bad credit, somewhere in the middle?
I would say in the middle.
Okay, you're in the middle. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we work with credit tiers A to D, so credit's usually not a problem at all, especially that we're based off of your sales more than credit. How'd you guys do in sales last year? Roughly
750 to 1 million.
750 to 1, okay. Mm-hmm. And are you guys on track for something similar this year? Are you guys doing better?
Yeah, we're going to. We're already, surpassed that already.
You've already surpassed the million?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the contract we have with the post office right now, it's
a nice
the one
big
that, that we're starting next week, that's around $850,000.
Oh, okay, nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Do you know what you're on track for this year?
Excuse me?
Do you know what you're on track for this year to make? Do you have an estimate?
Well, Definitely over, no, 1 million.
So just a million over 1 million?
Yeah, that the post office, the one we started next week, it's 180 days. That's 6 months. So.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So that's a nice big contract. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 1986.
Oh, okay, so you guys are pretty established. Have you been with the
same
company
place,
long?
Same house. When I was going to college, when we graduated from college, myself and my cousin, we've been living the same house, same office,
Really?
Yeah, and we did work.
Cool.
You know, he always reminded me that look, our uncles, they did exactly. They told us, well, you're in the United States. Have your office, behave like the British. They don't have elaborate offices. They don't have elaborate this. They don't have a small office, effective office. No, not too much, not too many employees, but effective, competent employees.
Absolutely.
I have guys with us. We have guys who have been with us for 22 years.
Wow.
17 years, about five of them.
Wow, that's some very loyal employees right there.
Well, we both loyal to each other.
Very good.
The loyal to him is, look, my uncle, he would rather feed his kids, pay his employees, than don't have any money in his pocket.
Oh,
because he always said that, look, their family depend on us to pay them.
Right.
So that's the way he sees things.
Wow.
Well, and he's still driving his old jalopy. Acura.
No kidding.
1994 jalopy Acura. He's still driving it around.
Whatever makes him happy. Whatever makes him happy. Oh, that's great. How'd you guys get into the industry?
Family. We have four engineers before us.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, so we just took after them. So everybody,
Wow.
And the present generation, they don't care. Yeah. It's too boring for them.
Oh, I know. You're telling me you walk around, you see little kids holding phones. I'm talking kids like 5, 6 years old kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not. Am I pronouncing it right, Adwell?
No, that's my cousin.
It's your cousin. Is he the 100% owner of the company?
I'm Toye.
You're what, sorry?
Toye. T-O-Y-E.
T-O-Y-E. Toye.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have the same last name, Adegun?
Yeah, both of them.
Adegun, okay. Mm-hmm. Are you guys both owners of the company, or one owner, two owners?
Well, he's the principal owner. I just manage the office for him.
Oh, okay, so
he needs somebody that he trusts. He needs a bomb that he trusts in the office.
Oh man, you're giving me my morning entertainment today for sure. So Adwell is the 100% owner then of the company.
Yeah, 100% owner.
Okay, 100% owner, great. Mm-hmm. And have you guys already looked into financing at all, or are we kind of like your first step here?
If you got into what?
Have you guys looked into financing at all?
Financing what?
For, what you're looking for right now. Have you checked elsewhere? Or
no? Well, we always, no, it's always, making deals,
Yeah.
And things like that. No, not the kind of deal that Trump will make,
Okay. You're on a roll, man. Keep it going. You're on a roll. I don't know how. I don't think he would give pretty good deals, really. Did you hear about the? You heard about the Trump University scam?
Oh
right
my here. God! Oh my God!
Ridiculous.
We had one of our guys, who went there a couple of years ago. It's about 15 years now, something like that, or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we told him, "Come on, man. You're wasting your time." He has all this stuff in this office.
He has what?
All the documents, but Trump University
with
and everything.
Oh my God, no.
He has everything and he spent almost $1,500.
Oh my goodness. So many people got gypped from that guy.
Yep.
It was unbelievable.
Yep.
You know what the worst part is?
And he has enough to be pointing an accusing finger at somebody else calling the lady Hillary, you know, crooked Hillary.
Oh my God. And the problem is he can get away with anything. It doesn't matter.
Of course.
Yeah, he's got money.
You know, well, I doubt it though. Sooner or later, you know, the door's going to close up on him.
It'll catch up.
Anyway, look, I would be shocked if this guy is elected president.
Oh, me too. There's no way. There's no way.
I would be shocked.
No way in hell. It's gonna. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's definitely gonna be Hillary. There's no way.
I was talking to my congressman. We are listening to the election results. You know, in the Democratic county office, and I was telling my congressman. I said, look, let me tell you something. My God, how could this guy? You know, I said, look, I want to bet. I said, you want to bet what? I said, I want to bet that this guy is going to lose in Texas.
Oh, man.
They look at me, they said, Texas. They said, why? I said, right now, I'm hearing that. They said, why? Why do you say that? I said, the Bushes are against him. Cruz is against him. Everybody in Texas, they are against him. You know, I said, I don't see the way. By now, it should be leading by at least 25 points. Let's say, minimum 10 points in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hillary is leading him by 5 points right now.
Which is ridiculous. Like, how?
Arizona is supposed to be at least 10 points. I know. We woke up Monday. The senator said, Senator McCain, it was addressing a press conference. And then somebody brought Trump's name. He said, next question. So another guy followed. He said, look, we're asking, you don't want to answer any question about me. He said, look, I am conducting my campaign. I don't come here to talk about Trump. Okay? Next question.
Oh, man.
I mean, these are senior senators in the Republican Party.
Really?
Yeah, senior senators in the Republican Party. They don't want to have anything to do with this guy.
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's what I've heard a lot. But at the same time, a lot of them don't want Hillary, too. So they're kind of stuck in the middle.
Well, you know something? To me, I don't think it's fair to be saying that, Hillary did this, Hillary did that. They do a lot. Look, her husband, they took his law license for 8 years in Arkansas. And right now, he cannot practice ever. He cannot practice law in United States anywhere. How is the gentleman supposed to live, make a living? How is he supposed to make it? He does he does what he does best, making speeches. And there are people around the world who want to give him $50 million, $20 million, to make speeches. So if he does it and they put it in the Clinton Foundation, how do you expect him, if he doesn't accept it, how do you expect him to make a living, take care of his family, take care of his wife?
Absolutely.
I just cannot understand this kind of hypocrisy going on.
It doesn't make sense. It never makes sense. There's always corruption. Always.
You know? My God.
Yeah.
Look. Let's talk business.
Let's get back on track here.
That's right.
Back on track here.
If you send me everything, then I know. We'll see, we'll fill it out and everything, and I'll tell him. He went to a meeting in Westchester, so when he comes back, we are preparing all the documents for the contract for next week.
Great.
So when he comes back, I'll discuss it with him and everything.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I just had a couple other questions for you, if you know about them.
Sure.
Do you guys currently have a loan right now already out, or any loans?
No, I would say we don't have any loan right now.
You have zero loans right now?
No.
Okay, great.
I can give you 110% assurance on that.
You what?
I say I'm giving you 110% assurance on that. We don't have any.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Okay, well, everything you're telling me today sounds pretty great. Mm-hmm. Looks like we can definitely do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I can do right now is go ahead and shoot over the info to you again. Okay. And you said the remix wall at optonline.net is okay?
That's right.
Okay, I'll go ahead and shoot that over. You should have it within a few minutes. And okay. Then I'll have, you know, the list of documents that I need from you in the email.
Okay.
When's a good time for me to follow up with you? End of the week, beginning of next week?
Yeah. As soon as we see the form, whatever you want to fax to us, and then I'll discuss it with him.
And okay.
Do you have a branch of the Bank Cardiff in New York area?
No, we actually do not.
Oh, okay.
No. But yeah, I could send it over with you. Do you want me to follow up with you? How does Monday sound? Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay, I'll go ahead and shoot it over to you right now. You guys can take a look at it.
Okay.
It's just a bunch of simple documents, and I'll follow up with you on Monday, man.
All right, sir.
All right, Toya, it was a pleasure talking to you.
What's your name?
My name is Hashem.
Oh, okay. I saw that name. Okay.
Yeah, I'll throw it in the email again, though.
All right, Toya. Take care.
All right, Toya. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.